in New Vrindavan during the summer. One of my very, very dear God brothers he, by Krishna's inconceivable arrangement, he left his body, disappeared from our association, and he was one of the original actors in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. His name was Lokamangala Prabhu. And Lokamangala Prabhu lived in New Vrindavan for some time. In fact, when I was doing college preaching at the very, very beginning, when I was just starting, it was the two of us. We traveled together for 1 year. We had many wonderful experiences together. Anyways, we had a disappearance day ceremony for him at New Vrindavan. And one of the original actors of ISKCON who performed with Lokamangala Prabhu happened to be at New Vrindavan. His name is Lohitaksha. And also Sankirtan performed with Lokamangala for several years. So there was a wonderful discussion amongst many devotees of the glories of Lokamangala in his service. He was a tremendous actor and a tremendous Vaishnava. And Lohitaksha was sharing with us some of the experiences they had in relation to Prabhupada. The Vaikuntha Players began in New York City, and they made the temple famous. It was the central, most dynamic part of the Sunday program. What they did is they had the regular Sunday program of kirtan, lecture, more kirtan, feast, and then after the feast, they had a theater room where the Vaikuntha Players would perform, and more people would come for that than the rest of the program. They would perform every Sunday. They would perform on the streets during Harinam Sankirtan. And on one occasion, they performed for Srila Prabhupada, on many occasions. And on one occasion, Srila Prabhupada was weeping. He was crying during their performance. And he said to the Vaikuntha Players, he said to the whole temple, he said, because these devotees are so sincere, and because the script is from my books, he said, these plays are non-different from my books. The only difference is only certain people will read my books, but everyone will come to see these plays. He said, this is one of the most important mediums for preaching Krishna consciousness, is these Krishna conscious dramas. And Srila Prabhupada told the Vaikuntha Players, he was so pleased with them. He said he was so indebted to them. He said, I want the Vaikuntha Players to travel with me wherever I go throughout the world. And you perform your play, you perform plays, and I will give lectures. And in this way, we will travel together throughout the world. And Srila Prabhupada was very serious about that. And he wanted them to all get passports and visas. But somehow or other, because of some problem, they weren't able to get their passports and visas, so it never came to be. But Srila Prabhupada, this was his desire. He considered drama such an amazing medium for preaching. You know that very, very favorite picture? It was on the wall of my room for many years, where Prabhupada's, you had it laminated for me. Prabhupada's wearing red sweater and he's like this. Everyone knows that picture? Do you know what that picture is? It's Prabhupada in London watching the drama, his devotees performing in a drama, and he was in such ecstasy that during the drama he started to clap, and that picture is of that scene. You have the picture here?
Yes.
Can someone get it? It's a play where we really see Prabhupada's happiness and his love in his eyes and in his expression. And it was his great, great satisfaction about seeing his devotees performing wonderful plays in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said, and it's even written in his books and many letters, that we do not want dramas that are performed by professionals because they will have no spiritual potency. But he said two qualifications. If the devotees are sincere, following the regulative principles, chanting Hare Krishna, and doing the drama in an offering to their Gurudev, and the dramas are according to the proper scriptures, he said, these dramas could change the hearts of anyone. It is one of the most powerful medium. And my dear godbrother Lokamangala, how expert was he? He would usually always play the role of demons. This is the picture. This is Srila Prabhupada clapping his hands in great pleasure to all of you for performing your wonderful dramas. You can see the love in his eyes for his disciples. Founder Acharya, Jagadguru, clapping and applauding the humble efforts of his devotees to bring Krishna consciousness alive through this medium of drama. If any of you saw Ramayana, Lokamangala was Ravana. In the Pandavas retire timely, Mahabharata, he played Dhritarashtra. Fantastic. And actually, he was just such a sincere and humble devotee who really put his heart and soul into it because he knew it pleased Prabhupada. When I traveled with him that year, he gave me many realizations. He would be such a perfectionist in these dramas. He was a perfectionist. And he said, I mean, he dedicated his life practically exclusively just to make Krishna conscious dramas because Prabhupada told him personally how much these dramas pleased him. And ultimately, by pleasing Srila Prabhupada, that is the greatest offering we can make to Krishna. And I would like to say that all of you have made this wonderful offering for the great pleasure of my Guru Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas. It is very serious. Srila Prabhupada especially liked serious dramas because the dramas are meant to move our hearts and really give the heart an experience of Krishna consciousness. This year, the dramas were so superlative. Each one was so close to the original dialogues given in Chaitanya Charitamrita or other scriptures. And the devotees took their service so seriously that it was really something very wonderful. And I could see that all of the participants were tremendously becoming purified by this endeavor. And the audience, especially myself, were extremely purified by seeing these devotional offerings. So I would like to thank you very much. I was pleased beyond my imagination to even try to express. It was very, very wonderful experience. And as was said, these wonderful efforts bring a great deal of unity amongst the devotees. for devotees to see each other and appreciate each other's humble efforts is something very wonderful. And this is a very important part of our lives, to learn to appreciate each other's efforts. Usually during programs, I'm the one who has to sit on stage. But when I get to sit in the audience and see all of you on stage, I am very happy. What may take me my whole life to convince someone of, Anuradha can do in one sloka. It's very, very wonderful. And I want to express my deepest gratitude to all of you. And also, I'd like you all to offer your prayers to Lokamangala Prabhu, because it was really through such persons like him that dramas were taken seriously within our movement. The original acting troupe was called the Vaikuntha Players. And they actually performed in Bombay. In fact, I'll tell you the fact, this Bhakti Kalakshetra in Juhu, very few people know this, but Srila Prabhupada loved the Vaikuntha Players so much. They put on so many wonderful dramas, Lokamangala, Lohitaksha, Prajapati, and several others. Srila Prabhupada had the Bhakti Kalakshetra built for one purpose only, for the Vaikuntha Players to come to India and perform there constantly. That was his original intention. And of course, they were all enthusiastic to do it. But then Srila Prabhupada left his body before it was, the temple and the auditorium was complete. And they actually came for some time. But without Srila Prabhupada there, for these Americans to live in India was very difficult. So it really didn't work as it was supposed to. But Srila Prabhupada built that beautiful, beautiful auditorium for the Vaikuntha Players. He really considered the dramas were one of the most powerful preaching tools and medium to change Bombay, to change India, and to change the whole world. So it would be very wonderful if devotees could regularly perform such wonderful dramas. I know it's a great effort, but at least once a year it's very nice. And because Lokamangala was so instrumental, so much the cohesive force in the original drama troupe that really, really inspired so many people's hearts, he was the main person. Prabhupada just praised him and blessed him so much. My humble request to you is that all of you offer your obeisance and your prayers for the welfare of the soul of this very, very dear beloved God brother of mine. And make him happy by taking inspiration from his life's work. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
That's all.
Each and every drama was simply wonderful. No words to express. And the more we can learn to appreciate the sincere efforts of the devotees, the more we'll be empowered to do more and more for Prabhupada and Krishna. Manjunath, Haribo. Drama that Srila Prabhupada was so happy that he told the Vaikuntha players to travel with him and perform the drama wherever he went in the whole world. Do you know which drama it was? It was the kidnapping of Rukmini. He loved all the dramas, but when he saw that particular one, he said, "You travel with me all over the world, you come with me, there is no preaching like this. These are my books in visual form." Mm-hmm. So,